Nick, come on over here a second, will you? This is Nick Lucas, an old friend of everybody.
Thanks very much, Hoth, for that wonderful introduction.
Yeah, well, it's,
that really reminds me of the old Paramount.
Doesn't it, though?
Yeah, way back.
Take you back. Who's playing at the Paramount? Jesse Crawford?
Jesse Crawford and...
New York Paramount. Is that what
you
mean?
Yeah, Jesse Crawford and Lou White.
Lou White, yeah.
When they had the old organs pumping away there. Mm. And you're absolutely right. They sometimes had to stall for 3 or 4 minutes. Just kept on playing these... finishes, you know, and the screen wouldn't close for the next picture to come on, and the poor organist really was in a spot.
You played so many theaters. Name some of them. I'd like to see if I've been in.
Well, Hoth, I played practically every theater in the United States. Played the Keith and Orpheum circuit. I played the old Considine circuit. I played the Pantages circuit. I played the Butterfield time. That's in between Chicago and Pittsburgh, like Detroit, Lansing, Michigan, Saginaw.
Do you play Denver?
Denver, yes. I played Denver many times.
The Denver Theater.
Denver Theater and...
Orpheum?
I had the pleasure of opening the new Orpheum.
You did?
I played the old one, too.
The new Orpheum.
The new Orpheum opened, I think, in 1932 or 33.
Was it that early?
Yes.
Well, I worked there in 1936.
You did?
I was 12 at the time.
Denver. Well, speaking of Denver, that's very close to my heart, Orth, because I have a ranch in Colorado Springs.
No kidding. What
and I
that?
Go there quite often. Yeah, it's about 14 miles from Colorado Springs, called the Black Forest area.
Yeah, I know. We have a cabin.
Beautiful country down there. Beautiful.
Where is our cabin? Up by some reservoir. We used to tell people to drop in sometime. You know?
Yeah, I know just about where you mean. I think it's up in Cripple Creek.
Yeah, well, that's where I was born, Victor Cripple Creek. It was awfully wet, too.
Yeah, you're not kidding. Plenty of snow up there, Hoth.
Yeah. And then the last time I saw you was at the, was it Vegas Rancho?
Oh, at the
Last Frontier.
Yeah, I was there in 1950, latter part of 1951.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very nice place to go to, Hoth, Las Vegas. If you're very careful what you do, if you know how to manage your money, I think you can do very well there.
Just don't spend it, that's all. Yeah.
Just don't spend it. You spend it the right way, I think you can come back with some money.
Yeah.
But I'm always unfortunate, you know. I always come back. I go there not, you know, kind of dirty and come back very clean.
This stack of records you brought me. Let me see here.
Lady Be Good.
Coquette. Teardrops.
How about Lady Be Good?
Lady Be Good, yeah.
Let's wake them up, huh?
Let's do that. There you are. Oh, Lady Be Good.
I tell you I'm just a lonesome babe in the woods. So lady, be good to me. So lady, be good. just a lonesome babe in the woods. So, lady, be good to me.
That was Nick Lucas singing Lady, Be Good. These are your latest, aren't they? Eh?
Yes, that's one of my latest recordings, Hoth, for the Cavalier Phonograph Company.
Say, speaking of records, Side by Side, that was your first baby.
Yeah, right? Side by Side. Some of these young folks here in the studio tonight probably would be interested in hearing the story of Side by Side. You know, some of these old songs, Hoth, as you know, are very popular today. The songs that were written many, many years ago and recorded many, many years ago. Well, there's a funny story about Side by Side. While I was appearing at the Palace Theater, Hoth, an old friend of mine who was a song plugger with Shapiro Bernstein in New York came to me with a song. His name is Charlie Warren. He's the brother of Harry Warren, a famous songwriter. He came to me with this song. He says, Nick, I got a great song here, but the firm wants to shelf it. They want to just discard it. They don't think the song has any possibilities. And I personally think the song is great. So he had me listen to it. And he says, how do you like it? I said, Charlie, I said, I think this song is wonderful. I think they're crazy over there. Which proves that publishers don't know everything. So he says, well, how about making a recording of it? I was recording at that time for the Brunswick Phonograph Company. I said, Charlie, I'll do my best. Well, to make a long story short, I recorded that in 1927. 1927, children.
They weren't even born yet. What do you mean?
That's a long time ago, Side by Side. And today, it's one of the most popular songs of the country. In fact, it's a hit parade number.
How many did that sell in 27?
Well, in those days, Hoth, we didn't have the good fortune of having these wonderful disc jockeys to give us that help, you know, and to plug a record. We just had to sell on the merits of the record alone. Mm-hmm. And I think I enjoyed a wonderful sale on that at that time, about a half a million. Today, I presume that don't mean much.
Well, 200,000.
But they tell me you got to have a million
to make any money.
But anyway, I did have a big sale on that because it was a big number, and it stretched out, of course, for about a year. In those days, you know, you didn't get a tremendous sale immediately. It just carried on, and in the course of 6 months, you got your biggest results.
The tune is gone in a month.
But Side by Side is a song that I think, folks, is a standard as far as I'm concerned, because I sing it in all my engagements, no matter where I'm appearing. And
Tiptoe
I'm,
Through the Tulips. Too.
Oh, well, Tiptoe. Well, that's different. That's the song that... I'm glad you brought that up. There's a song that I recorded also, and I sang in Gold Diggers of Broadway. I was appearing here at the Orphan Theater in 1928, and Jack Warner happened to be in the theater, and he heard me sing, and he said, I think we could use him in the picture, which was already in production.
Oh, they put this in after it's
gone? Yes. They had a theme song, Painting the Clouds with Sunshine. They only had one song, so they put me in the picture, and after they heard me sing, they said, well, I think we ought to write another song for this guy. So I said, I'll be very happy to sing as many songs as you want me to sing. So they wrote this Tiptoe Through the Tulips, which they never dreamed would be the hit song of the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I've been singing it ever since.
I want to take it out to the audience here, and I'll probably have a question or two to ask you. So if
you want me to go along with you?
Oh, yeah, you stay there. Be comfortable.
Right.
Relax.
Here, huh?
Yeah. Yes.
I'd like to ask Mr. Lucas, being that Detroit's my home, I'd like to know what theater he played there in Detroit.
In Detroit, I played the old Temple Theater there. That was one of the main vaudeville theaters. And I played the Michigan Theater, and I played the Fisher Theater, and I played the Radisson Roof, and I played the Statler Hotel. Anything else?
I imagine you must have stayed there at the Book Cadillac or someplace around there.
I sure did, and Detroit is a wonderful city.
Mm-hmm. Yes?
Have you written any songs, Nick?
Yes, I've written a lot of songs in my career, such songs as I Name My Pillow After You, If I Can't Have You, Let Me Live and Love You Just for the Night, or quite a few others.
How'd that sound?
Very, very good.
What's that title again?
Let Me Live and Love You Just for the Night.
Oh.
I Name My Pillow After You, Hoth.
I like that.
If I Can't Have You, I wrote many guitar books, many guitar solos. I wrote many picks. Do I mean my own picks I sell, you know?
Pigs?
Picks, P-I-C-K.
Oh, picks. I thought maybe you had it on your ranch, you know. I didn't. Well, let me get this thing over here. And who are you?
I'm Harold E. Cole. I'm from Fairfax, Virginia. Just visiting here in town for the week. Nick, do you play any other instruments besides guitar?
Yes, I do. I started my career playing the mandolin way, way back. And I also played the banjo in the orchestra. And then I discarded the banjo, and I thought the banjo was a little bit too harsh, especially for recording. And then I started to play the guitar. And I'm very happy to say that I was one of the first musicians to play a guitar in the orchestra. And I see now the mandolin is making a very good comeback. A lot of recordings, especially from your part of the country. They're playing a lot of mandolins, and I like it.
Do you have a record out on Side by Side now?
Yes, I have a recording of Side by Side that I, it's on Capitol Recording, that I recorded about four years ago, just prior to its making its big comeback. And if you'd like to hear it, I'd appreciate it very much. You might like it.
It's a good one. I've played it many times. Let's see. You play the guitar on that one, too, don't you?
Yes, I play the guitar, and I also, Hoth, I also sing the double voice.
A duet,
you know?
Yeah.
I sing the duet with it, and that was made about four and a half years ago.
Mm-hmm. That was really one of the first multiple recordings.
One of the first, right.
And who are you?
Dave Haldeman. I've got a couple of questions. Didn't you publish a long time ago a guitar method, a lesson book or something like that?
That's right. I have two books on the market, one for Hawaiian and one for Spanish guitar. It's been on the market for many, many years. In fact, I have a new one coming out very shortly. Thank you very much for asking.
Any other questions we didn't cover here? Anybody happy? Good. Nick, that very important message you have, I'd like to hear now. This is KNX Los Angeles, and I want you all to pay very, very close attention to what Nick Lucas says, because it's something which may affect you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Hoth. My special reason for coming down here, Hoth, is for a very worthy cause. And I'd like to take a few moments of your time to talk to you personally about something very important to all of us living here in Southern California. I refer to the Sister Kenny Polio Hospital at El Monte. Now, this hospital has been designed to prevent the crippling after effects of this dread disease. Right now, the Sister Kenny Foundation of Southern California is recruiting volunteer workers to help collect funds for its annual campaign starting May 1st. An exceptionally large core of workers is needed this year to facilitate carrying out of an expanded program which will provide more badly needed beds. This will partly be accomplished through the Sister Kenny Memorial Annex, which will become a permanent tribute to the great humanitarian and which, at the same time, will increase the hospital's capacity. This will be brought about through reactivating a building on the hospital grounds at El Monte. I sincerely hope that you will volunteer your services to this splendid cause. Please do so by phoning Dunkirk 80311. That's Dunkirk 80311. Contribute a few hours of your time to help combat this terrible disease, polio. Now, Hoth, in concluding my little plea here, I would like to have your permission to sing a little song that I think is very appropriate to follow this wonderful thing.
You don't need my permission. You have it.
Thank you. When I pretend I'm gay, I never feel that way. I'm only painting the clouds with sunshine. When I hold back a tear to make a smile appear, I'm only painting the clouds with sunshine. Painting the blues, beautiful hues, colored with gold and old rose. Playing the clown, trying to drown all of my woes. Though things may not look bright,
they'll all turn out all right if we keep painting the clouds with sunshine.
Well, God, it sounded good to hear that voice in person, too.
Thank you, Hawthorne. Thank you very much, Dick. Sure appreciate it.
That a Ron can step in anywhere. It's amazing.
Well, thanks very much, Hawthorne, for having me down here and on this wonderful interview and to say my few words about this wonderful cause, and I sincerely hope that everyone listening in tonight will follow my advice and please help.
Well, I'm sure they will. Thank you very much, Nick Lucas. Fine man, one of the great attributes to show business, Nick Lucas.